Shalom v'racha, welcome everyone. As Hashem continue with Pel Yoitz in Ois Aleph Avas Hashem, Shir number 5. For those following along, we begin from the words V'chol Hatoivo Yisraelu. We've just finished discussing in the previous piece how we're to thank Hashem for every specific detail of the chasodim that He showers upon us, that the kindness He gives us in the physical sense. Now, the Pel Yoitz tells us all of those chasodim don't begin to add up to anything in regards to the chasodim, the chesed, that He chose us and He gave us the Torah HaKdosha. And He gave us the opportunity to serve Him. V'chol ha-toyves ha'elu, hevel heima. You know what hevel is? Hevel ha-volim, Shlomo Melech tells us. Hakol hevel. Nothing. It's worthless. That's what hevel is. And that's the majority of Olam Hazeh. Hevel ha-volim. Neged toyves ha-nefesh. If we focus on the chesed Hashem gave us of realizing we have something, a higher calling, something to look forward to. Ruchni is spirituality. Asher hitayve gedoyle be'emes ein aroich eileha. It's an unbelievable chesed, a kindness Hashem gave us. Al zoyis yismach Yisrael bo'yisov. Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim. That Hashem chose us amongst all the nations. Every single morning, make a brach. Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim. You know what He's telling us right now? Make this bracha with simcha. You know, the lottery over here, I was just driving, well, I don't know if anybody won, I don't know, $757 million, something like this. Maybe it's more now, I have no idea. Imagine a person finds out he won the lottery. What does he tell us? V'chol ha-toyves ha'elu hevel heima neged toyves ha-nefesh. It's worthless. And obviously it's a lot of money. You'll do a lot of good with it. But corresponding to the greatness of the nefesh, the simcha, that a person's a yid, asher bochar bonu mikol amim, we have to make this bracha with simcha. Appreciate who we are. Appreciate the gift Hashem gave us. V'nosan lonu teiras emes, v'chayi oylem no tapis echeinu. He gave us His Torah. V'chayi oylem no tapis echeinu. And imbued inside of us everlasting life. Chaye Olam. Netzach Netzachim. V'kidshonu b'mitzvayisof. And He gave us His mitzvahs. A mitzvah is something to yearn, to desire to do. U'bachar bonu l'shorsoy u'levaruch v'shmoy. We have to thank Hashem that He gave us the opportunity to make a bracha. To say amen. Not, oh, you're in shul, so what should you do during Chazaras HaShas? You look inside the Siddur and follow along. Oh, it's such a burden. That's not the attitude. I have an opportunity to say amen. Long live the King. Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Put aside the rewards that comes along with it. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes. Gemara says, if a person had 70 years of negative decree, and he says the main Yeshmira with proper kavana, the negative decree is ripped up. Why 70 years? Because it's a reference to Shimon Shnoitz Shal Odom, Shimon Shona. Because the lifespan of a person is 70 years. That's why it says 70 years. So yes, there are tremendous benefits for ourselves whenever we do a mitzvah. But that's not what we should focus on, as he discusses in the next piece. We have a chance to say, long live the King. We have this opportunity. Which king is this? Melech Malchi Amlochim. Asher b'emtzoz devarim eilu nizkev v'nichev v'nirash toivu v'roch l'chai oylem haba. That through us doing the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this gift of netzach netzachim, living forever and ever. Asher hi toivu gedoylo ad sh'omru. This is the unbelievable toivu, an act of chesed, of kindness Hashem gives us. As he brings here the Mishnah Perk Yavos, Yofe Shoachas Shal Koyres Ruach Boilam Abba, we call Chay Olam Hazeh. One moment of Olam Abba, of the world to come, is greater then anything a person can do with the pleasures of winning that lottery of $755 million, whatever it is. In fact, Rav Dessler says, you take all of the people you know in your life, and you take all the people they know in their life, and you bottle up all of that enjoyment that they ever had and will have, and you put together in this massive, massive Empire State Building storage room, it doesn't add up to 1 millisecond of Olam Haba pleasure. And not only that, but he built and expands even more and more, because it's the same thing with every single second of every single person's creation, whoever is created in the whole entire world, from Adam Rishon to the last person, it won't amount. That's what the Mishnah says. Yofesh sha'acha shal kairas ruach ba'olam hazeh mikol chayi olam haba. And this is what the Pel Yoetz is teaching us. This is the chesed to thank Hashem. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim.